We have been going on a journey this month through COVID. I definitely feel that if we hold on to these shmuzin for life, they will potentially alter everything about ourselves, how we view ourselves, how we are going to be as spouses, how we're going to be as parents, how we're going to be as leaders in Klal Yisrael. The nekuda of COVID that the Baal Ma'or says in his Hakdama, that the neshama is nikris kavod. The name of the neshama is kavod. Shenemar leman yizamercha kavod velo yidom. And last week we entered the sugya of dignity, self-respect, kavod atzmi. We found that Rashi says in Kedushin that the hesber of why is it that someone who eats in the shuk, he grabs the pizza on the corner, he's walking around with the Danish, he's pasul le'edus. Why? Says Rashi, he doesn't value himself. He doesn't value his kavod. He doesn't have respect for himself. Somebody who doesn't have respect for himself, then all of the decision-making process of, am I an honest person? Am I a decent person? Am I this? Am I that? That all falls away. Ikker chaser min asefer. We're missing the ikker. And Rav Aaron and Mishnas Rav Aaron says that this is the pshat in the Chazal. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that a Talmud Chacham, who has Tvias Ayin, who has the ability to say, this is my chefetz, who is the person that we trust? Somebody who keeps his suitor, or whatever he's wearing, his cloak, in a way that you can't see the stitches. You can't see, you know, that stitching. It's got to be inside in, not inside out. And Rav Aaron says, what's the big deal over here? He says, somebody who walks around being able to look like that, it's a problem. So after the schmooze last week, guys came to me with an interesting question, which is they said that clothes now comes that way. We're going to discuss that in a few minutes. It's a good kasha. But Lemaisa, that was the sugya of COVID. And we pointed out that the more a person is involved in Torah, the more they start to intuit on their own certain levels of dignity that aren't seen in the gas, in the street. Certain types of hergation. After the shmooze last week, this was corroborated by Bachrim. One nice story, I'll tell you two nice stories that I got this week. One was from a Ben Aliyah in second year who loves colored socks, and he still loves colored socks and wears colored socks. But he had a great, great year. And he came home and his mother gave him polka dot socks, which this would have been like mamish, the best. Wow. And he couldn't wear them. He didn't have a clear hesber why, but he felt that where he was in life, he's still wearing the colored, you know, he's got a ketonis possum down there. He's doing fine. But the polka dots, he felt something changed this year. And he's not holding by that. There's no sif in Shulchan Aruch like that. Another Ben Aliyah told me that he realized that he picked up a new hanhaga, that he used to just tuck himself in the hall. You know, tuck yourself in, that's what we all do. He says he found himself going to the bathroom to tuck himself in the middle of yeshiva. What's the big deal? Right? People don't work around with shirts over here. You know, what's the big deal of tucking yourself in? The Torah is what created that. A certain roimus, a certain understanding of self-respect that today is extinct. It's extinct from the world. And yet the neshama nikris kavod is raising the bar, so to speak. It has a different opinion, a different standard. It's true you could buy a falafel from any Arab in the middle of New York City and eat a falafel over there. But not if you have neshama nikris kavod. If a person's working with a real neshama, a Yiddish neshama, his romos is something that bifnimius, he eventually will get to a point where he won't be able to do such things. He's a different histaklus on himself. And now I told you we'd come to the controversial sugya of clothes. Clothes! This is a very difficult sugya. Because whenever we talk about clothes, people say the word chitzonius. It's chitzonius. Chitzonius means externals. And if it's external, it's going to be in a very external schmooze right now. It's going to be very external. Guys got to go wear hats and you got to do. You just have to be out. You come into the basketball court with that, right? So I could do that, but then I wouldn't be able to have Sfarim open and just start going, which is fine too. However, I want you to know this shmooze is so incredibly profound, Ladaiti, what I was makabel from my rabbanim in this area, that it was incredibly complex and a tremendous challenge for me to bring this down. It's such a deep sugya, the sugya of clothes, that it's hard for me to speak right now. I really should be sitting down because it's a little too deep for the ilam. But we're going to try to understand. Rabbi Yochanan says in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, he calls his clothes, Man Manya Min Chabdusa, the name of my clothes is my covet. Very nice. What does that mean? So we're going to go slowly, but we have to understand why Rabbi Yochanan says that his clothes is his covet. His clothes is his sense of respect. The idea of clothes, we say clothes makes the man. They're not off. Clothes is a way of projecting yourself to the world. I'll bring you a proof that it's a way to project yourself to the world. When you're in the shower, you're not embarrassed. Okay? If you were in the middle of Shmuel HaNavi without any clothes on, you'd be embarrassed. Right? Why? Why in the shower and you're like, whoops, whoop, whoop. Why are you okay with that? You know why? Because clothes is only a sugya of how I project myself. That's the whole sugya. The sugya of clothes is how I give myself over. And the only reason that you have to be dignified when no one's around is because Hashem is there. But if it was really you alone, have a party. It feels cool, refreshing, enjoy yourself. But be'etzem, the sugya of begadim is how I project myself to other people. And that's where the sugya of covet is how do I want to be known? And that's what Reb Aaron was saying. If somebody walks around with their stitching outwards, so then they're projecting that they have nothing well thought out. There's nothing deep about them. There's nothing there. It's all stitching and this and bleh. And that's dafka why today people wear ripped clothes. You can buy it pre-ripped. Right? You get pre-ripped. You have to pay extra for that. And you have the stitching out. You know why? Because the world today is proud that there's no Nekudas HaKavod. But it's the exact opposite of the sugya of begadim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's whole job was to take a man who looks like an ape, and if a person's very hairy, they really look like an ape. If they're less hairy, they look somewhat like an ape, and make him look like a gentleman, like a man. And today, the sugya of clothes is such that, no, let's show how not clothes this is. And it's in like that. It's going to be ripped. The whole idea of ripped exposure like that is taking away from that. Taking away from that Nekudas HaKavod. Seeing the stitching. Now they have these shoes. Used to be when I was young, you know, it was a century ago, right? The traction on the shoes, it stayed on the bottom. Now it rides to the back. It's driving shoes, Rebosa. They're used for It's traction. It's like, you know, it's nice leather over here. They're saving money from this. You know, put the traction on the top. What's happening over here? There's no gilui of covet in clothes anymore. The sugya is faker. The word beged kibalti mirabosai can also be not clothes, but bogade, rebellion. You can take the very same thing and you can use it as a rebellion. You can use it to show you have no sense of self-respect. No sense of understanding of things. Do you really think that all of a sudden, you know, it's like Albert Einstein said E equals MC squared, right? Then there were a bunch of people in France, and it was like hundreds of years of this. And then all of a sudden, one guy gets there. He's concentrating. He was in the bathtub thinking. And he goes, don't button the second button. Don't button the second button. Then he goes, I have a great idea. We're not going to... That's brilliant. No one ever thought of that. You think that this is... You know what happened? 100 years ago in France, if they would say that to you, they'd say, that's not what clothes is about. That's like, you know when sometimes people try to speak to you and their nose is running and you're trying... You just want to like, get a tissue. That's how I feel every day. When people come out, you know, like He-Man, you know, in front of me, I'm like, just button yourself up. Like, I really love your tzitzis, but you're not a chassid with them out here. Like, what's happening over here? There's no iluyish in this. This is Yerinas Hadoris. Rav Baruch Ber writes in it's written in the Hakdamah to Birka Shmuel, that Rav Baruch Ber said that there's Yerinas Hadoris by Goyim as well. This is the Yerinas Hadoris. There's no sense of covet. Because why should I downplay the part of me that's similar to National Geographic when I can open it up more? And next year someone's going to come up with three buttons. Whoa, this is really, he's a genius. He's going to make it onto the cover of Time magazine. But there's a sugya over here. And I would like to say something scary. How deep is this sugya? Okay? So I would like to suggest that probably the deepest parsha in the Torah, well, I can't really say that. The whole Torah is very, very deep. But the deepest part for pshat, and that's not my comment, that's the Ramban's. The deepest parsha for pshat is Parshas Bereishis, okay? I mean, we're trying to get through that in Shnayim Mikra, and we're listening this day, that day, and all sorts of interesting things, and the Shemayim, and the waters, and this being split, and that being split, and, you know, we just don't know what's going on, we just try to get through it. Okay, what's the first major sugya, major announcement, after man is made, and his wife? This cryptic pasuk, I'm going to read this out loud. This is the first intro, okay, before what's known as the first chet. The chet, the nachash comes. Vayiyu shneim arumim o'odom v'ishto. Man and woman were naked. Whoa. No clothes. Vilo yisboy shashu. And they were not embarrassed. Okay. Now let's go further in the psukim. After the whole story, we know what happens. Chava takes from the Eitz HaDaat, she gives her husband, right? What happens right afterwards? What's the next pasuk that we have on this? In Gimel Zion, Vatipakachna Einei Shneim, their eyes were opened up, Vayedu Ki Eirumim Heim. They knew they were naked. Shkayach. Did anybody read this parsha? First, they're standing there proud without clothing and not embarrassed. And all of a sudden, and then the pasuk goes in great detail. It doesn't just stop there. Vayitfru aleitena, they started getting sewing kits out. They started sewing leaves together. Vayaslim chagoras, and also made belts, the Rishonim say, to cover their erva. What is going on over here? What is pashat pshat over here? The first sugya in the Torah, whoever thinks that Begadim are chitzenius, the first sugya we encounter before the Eitz HaDaas is clothing. The sugya of clothing. And this is incredibly deep, what we're about to talk about, and also simple at the same time. The Sforno says this, Rabbeinu Bechai says this, the Goyin in Adaras Eliyahu says this. What happened before? Why were they so proud to be not wearing clothes? And why afterwards was it such a tragedy? And that's the sugya of clothes that we have today. So, in the Lashon of the Sforno says, basically, that what happened was the following. This body that we used to have before Adam Arishan and Chava did any chet was nothing to be embarrassed about. It was the most dignified body ever. In fact, the things that we're most embarrassed about in our lives, which is inappropriate thoughts in certain areas, at that time, before the sin, before the original Avera of the Eitz HaDaas, they didn't have such taivas. They actually made decisions to have children. They go, and now we will have children. And then they had children. That was the way it was set up. It was an educated decision. The body did not have a mind of its own. The body did not have a mind of its own. It was entirely governed by the Seichel. Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Mishle, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Beis, that the definition of kavod of a person is his seichel, is his mind. And the body was a full reflection of our intellect. There's nothing to be embarrassed about when that happens. You could walk around without clothes. I mean, if it's cold, it's a good idea to put something on. But there's nothing wrong over there. Because the neshama that's nikras kavod, the body was a servant to every whim of the neshama. And therefore, there was no reason to be embarrassed. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is medayik. It doesn't say lo nisbaishu, that they weren't embarrassed. It says lo yisbo shashu. What is that word? He says, not that they weren't embarrassed. There was nothing to be embarrassed about. There was no concept of being embarrassed. They were totally dignified. Because that was what Hashem originally made, was a person whose body does not have a mind of its own. But as soon as that terrible thing got into their system, that fruit that they weren't supposed to eat, all of a sudden the body was embarrassing. And they quickly, instantaneously, felt totally mortified by being associated with this piece of meat from National Geographic. Because from now on, until we finish this wild 6,000 years, until Mashiach should come speedily, b'mehirah v'yameinu, right away, but until then, we have a major stira in us. And the goal is to downplay and cover up this part of me. This is not me. If you want to know who's me, it's here. Everything else, the more you cover, the more you actually feel like you have an intellect, to feel like you're a thinker, to feel like you have morals. But the more of you that's exposed from here down, you're saying, this is where it's at. And this has a mind of its own. And it's terribly embarrassing for somebody who's upright, for someone who understands that this is the nekuda of greatness that they have. This nekuda of the body having a mind of its own is why we put on clothes. And Rav Yochanan was saying, the clothes have restored my dignity. That's what it means. Begadim, being covered, means that because of this, I feel like I can walk in the streets, because people don't know me from here down. They don't know if I have a birthmark over here or this or that. That's not what I'm known for. I'm known for this. I'm known for my intellect, and that's how I'm giving myself over to the world. And everything else is totally mortifying. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Zayin says a fascinating thing. The Gemara says that what's the term lavush, which means clothes? Says the Gemara in Ayin Zayin, in Shabbos, lavush comes from the words lo bosh, not to be embarrassed. Not to be embarrassed. And says Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim, in Avos Perek Vav, Dibra Maskel Milbashto Anava, and as quoted by the Nachlas David, Mipi Ashmua, that what kind of clothes is the Lobosh clothes, the not embarrassed clothes? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, there's one type of clothes that you go out in the street with, which is the glima. The glima is the cloak that you wear, the nobility. He says, but there's a clothes that you'll never take off, even when you're in front of Bnei Beisa, even when you're in the privacy of your own home. The clothes that keeps your dignity, the lobosh. Everyone will wear a t-shirt and cover themselves on the bottom as well, because they're preserving their dignity. Lavush comes from, I don't identify with this. And it's very meduyik. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says there have to be people there. He says you keep it there when people are around. That's the first sugya of kavod in begadim, is that I want to be identified with something greater. This is not something you're going to find in a secular book, because there's nothing about this sugya of begadim that has to do with this type of kavod. You'll find that people wear a watch that's worth $20,000 so that they could have the kavod of saying to everyone that they wear a watch that's $20,000. You'll find that there are women who wear earrings that are with giant diamonds, which are really not even that pretty, just so they could walk around saying that, I've seen a $100,000 watch. Lidaiti, it wasn't impressive. The only thing that's impressive about it is, hey, that's $100,000. That's the kavod that they're wearing. The kavod that we're wearing is, this is not me. I'm bigger. And when a person wears a lavush to restore his dignity, he's in a different camp as well. And this is what the world is. The world is willing to let everything out because they want to say, this is where it's at. And as things develop, it's not going to be a new hop in fashion. All fashion will continue in a path that will take away the kavod of the adam. That's the way it's going. These pants that people wear today, okay? The next sugya of begadim. If you think that the Torah doesn't have an opinion on this, you think this was some guy's brilliant idea that we're going to wear pants that don't fit us. I watch people come in. I'm like, how did that guy get this on? It's like, you know, in the olden days when they saw the Batman outfit, like, what, like, staple it on? Like, every morning do these guys, like, have a machine that, like, seals them up? It's unbelievable. Like, those things for sandwiches, you know, that, like, the wrapping paper. It's unbelievable. I mamish don't understand. I can't be masik. There must be a hidden zipper somewhere. But listen to what the Torah says. If you thought before, if you weren't sure if Torah was Minashamayim, Listen to Torah Min HaShemayim, because this was something that was foreign to earlier generations. Aside from Levush, which is the basic dignity of the clothes that you wear, there's another sugya, Rabosai. There's a sugya called Glima. Glima. Glima is the cloak that you wear, the overshirt that you wear. What are the properties of a Glima? Says the Gemara, you look like a golem. A golem, not the golem from Prague. Somebody who has no, says Rashi, ki golem she'ein lo chituch evarim. It doesn't look like you have parts. Yeah, you have like a cape on, you know, similar to some of the Arabs, the way they go around. You can't see the parts. What's the Gemara telling you over here? The Gemara is telling you a very deep thing. There's one level of just not being mortified, and then there's wanting to feel like you can fly away. The glima has no chisuch evarim. When a person sees somebody with a glima on, because you can't see the tightness in the clothes, you actually for a second could see their neshama. It's talking about men, Rabosai. We're not here to, you know, this is not, I didn't prepare this for a seminar and just changed it around because I didn't have time. This is talking about men. The clothes today is so offensively tight that I basically, you could blush when people come into your house. People look like Mighty Mouse. Everybody looks like they're superheroes. No, it's mamish being Megala Erva. I don't know how people could come in front of my wife to the Shabbos table wearing this clothes. It's hard enough for me to have such a thing. It's offensive. Why is it offensive? Because it's the opposite of glima. It's saying this is what it is. If you see these legs, so then you know me. This is who I am. And you missed that part. Get a look at this contour over here. What's happening to us, Rabosai? It's begida. It's a total rebellion. It's a total rebellion in the concept of what a beged is. A loose clothes is not just from my generation. It's the step before this Yeridus Hadiris, even among the Goyim. The Goyim believed that a nice double-breasted suit made you look a little more like a box, yes, but it made you look more dignified. And when they changed their minds, it's not because they had a new idea, it's because they fell. It's because they fell. This is Torah Min HaShamayim. It's so poshut, what we're saying. It's because they went down. A king, whenever a king walks around, the way they tell me is he's got like this whole sweeping robe matzah of wherever he's going. He's making, it's like sweeping the floor. Why? Because he's so much bigger than this body. The way you walk around is not a gilui of erva or a gilui of chisuch evarim. It's downplaying this part of you. It's downplaying it. I saw a guy in a suit. I'm embarrassed to say. He was my age. Like usually I'm looking at young people. I look at people who are from my generation who went with this style. He comes to me, he came to my house, and I was looking at him from the back. He looked like a chicken. No, I'm serious, because his leg is like very fat by the thigh part and like goes down like that. And he's got this jacket that doesn't do that exactly. It's not like this. And I was watching him. I was like, this guy looks like a chicken. Then I'm like, wow, I could mention this in the schmooze. This is what happens, like when you have schmoozing, everything weird in your life, you get to speak about publicly. It's great. Like, he looks like a chicken. And he'll never listen to this. But he did. He did. That's not covered. It's objectively not covered begadim. It's objectively not what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. It's not just a difference in fashion. It is not. It's an objective position of the Torah. According to what we're saying, clothes are not a small thing. Clothes are a decision of how you want to be. Rabbeinu Bechai, these tzitzis that we wear, Rabosai, okay, we love gematrias over here. We've been handling the gematria of kavod is lev. We've said this a few times. How many strings of tzitzis do we have? That's right, gematria kavod, lamed beis, 32. Why? Listen to this. Regular tzitzis don't just come in a store like you buy. Originally, the idea of tzitzis were anything you wore. If it had four corners, which was a standard garment, it had these tzitzis. It's much deeper to understand that this is just what you put on clothes. What's the idea of four corners and these strings going out? And the gematria of kavod. The idea of kavod is how I express myself in the world. If you take any beged of tzitzis and put it down on the table, spread it out, you'll see four corners and you'll see strings coming out. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. That's what you do when you wear clothes. You're walking around and you're projecting yourself. And the idea of the Torah is that you have what to project. You have very good things to project. You have Lamed Beis Hashpos of your covered. Here comes Stark. What does he have to offer? And the clothes themselves are the expression, the beginning of the encounter with the other person. I want to know who this person is. And it's not by chance that we have so many sugyas about Chitzonius. It's Chitzonius. Big Day Shabbos. Okay? Big Day Shabbos. Somebody who doesn't wear Big Day Shabbos. Somebody who goes to the beach on Shabbos without Big Day Shabbos. Somebody who does such a thing. Big Day Shabbos. You know what happens to you? You're in trouble. Big trouble. You know why? Because do you know why you have to wear... Sorry to scare you guys. I want you to... You can get popcorn here. I'll be excited. You're in big trouble. Do you know why? Because the pshat is, Shabbos is a different day and I'm a different person. You have to wear Big Day Shabbos because you have to project that it's Shabbos. And if you think that you can walk around in shorts on Shabbos, then you're slapping Shabbos in the face and saying, I'm not representing that this is different and that I'm different. Big Day Kahuna! Going into the Beis HaMikdash with Mechuser Begadim, a rip in his clothes, missing one of those Begadim. No, he's got to project something. An Avel tears Kriya. He rips his clothes. Why? Perhaps he's saying, right now I can't express myself. I've lost something in my life that's so fundamental that this is not a time of expression. This is a time of introspection. It's a time of loss of that being out there. If I care, there's something wrong over here. It's a different sugya. The whole idea of not of all the halachas about how to put things on in the morning. Why is there such a mahalach to this? Because it's the first sugya in Brachos, Rabotai. It's so fundamental. You know, it's like batteries included. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas right afterwards. It's this dignity that must be restored in order to continue. It's not just some sort of crazy instinctual reaction. It's a remedy. It's a remedy to what the world is trying to cheapen over here. The begadim are a chelik of a person. I saw a tremendous chiddush. I wanted to ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, this, where the makar would be for this. I didn't get a chance. I wanted to go this week. I wasn't able to. But Rav Avram Gonachovsky, Zatzal, who himself is a mar, makom b'fnei atzmai. He said somebody who's depressed... Somebody who's depressed. So they should find somebody who's happy and put on their clothes. And it'll be a cure for their depression. I was thinking about this. What is that? It's part of the mensch. It's part of the person. We once quoted a beautiful maisa that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein saw in a very old sefer. That the Ksav Sofer, when he was a young boy, said he wanted to hear what the malachim sound like. So I would tell my son, I'd give him a kiss, you know, you're a very sweet boy. But the Chasam Sofer's Rebbetzin wasn't pashut at all. She says, during Kedusha, go under the talis of the Chasam Sofer, your father. And he did, and over there he heard singing that you could not describe in Olam Hazeh, of the Malach. And I taina, based on this, that the pshat is, how do you get into the world of the Chasam Sofer? If you could slip yourself under his clothes. You could somehow be inside there. The begadim are a chelik of the mensch. The clothes really do make the man. And I'm not saying that there aren't fakers with all the right clothes. Don't be mistaken. There's plenty of sugyas of fakers, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about misrepresenting yourself. The Chidushe Harim says an absolutely astounding thing, Rabosai. It says in Parshas Chukas, that Kanani came against Klal Yisrael. Really, Rashi explains it was the Amalekim. It was the Amalekim. But they changed their Lashon, they changed the way they spoke. But they didn't change the way they were dressed. So Klal Yisrael was very confused. Amalek wanted, the Klal Yisrael shouldn't know who to daven to be destroyed. So they were disguising themselves as Kananim with their voice. But their clothes was Amalekim. So Klal Yisrael just ended up davening that whoever is our enemy right now should be destroyed. And it worked, Baruch Hashem. But Frech the Chidushe Arim, why didn't they change their clothes? Why didn't they change their clothes? Such a basic question. You think you don't have to be some the Rugachover Gon to figure out that in addition to changing your dialect, you can change your clothes too. said the Chidush Erim. You can look at this inside if you don't believe that he said it. I had to, 2 minutes before the Shmuz, I had someone call me with the Lashon to make sure this was real. That he said that, no, if they would have changed their Lashon, and they would have changed their clothes, they wouldn't be Amalekim anymore. They would be Kananim. And then if Klal Yisrael would daven that the Kananim would be destroyed, they would get destroyed. What? And I wanted to link Sue. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim were known for Loshinu Shmam, Lashonam Umalbusham. How do you project yourself to the world? Through language and through clothes. If you take away those two projections, that's who you are. That's who you are. I was very, when I was cooler, believe it or not, I was actually a cool guy. When I was cooler and I was like a semi-Bentira than a Bentira, that was still crooked even when I was a Bentira. And I thought that I had friends who had long hair and like, yeah, man, like those types of guys. But they learned a lot of Torah, and I thought it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Because like, he's cool, but he like is into Reb Kiva Eger. Like, this is a Kiddush Hashem. But you know what? Now I'm older. And all of those guys who look that way, we paskin like their clothes. They became their clothes. I'm much older now. I'm 20 years afterwards. I'm watching what happened. All those guys that I thought were a Kiddush Hashem were their clothes. They just couldn't get rid of the rebellion. And eventually the rebellion went more and more and more inside, and that's who they became. That was their etzem. The Gemara in Ksubas on Kuf Yud Aleph says that we're going to come back to this world with our clothes on. Right? That's why there's a minute to wear talises. But what would be if we came with our clothes on? What would people say about us when we come? Right? You come up there, and all the Rabbi Kiva Eger is looking at you, and you have a G belt on. So he says, what's the pshat in the G? Right? So he doesn't know what it says. He says, Gedula. Geula. Wow. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, girls. Gaive! Gilui Arayas! Then he comes with an H. An H. Right? So what's an H? Hasmada. Hearts! Horse. We should all be Zeich of Ezra Zem to restore the covenant.